A great responsibility, President David O. McKay. David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1963, pages 122-124. We are nearing the end of a great conference, as usual, the best ever. I should like to say a word now about our responsibility to carry these great messages to which we have been listening since last Friday morning, carry them to our homes and not let it stop when we say amen this afternoon. We are told that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let us, therefore, follow our Heavenly Father's example and bring up our own sons and daughters in the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a greater responsibility resting upon us now than perhaps ever before in the history of this country. The testimony to which we have just listened from Brother Peterson is reaching into the homes of millions throughout the world. Last night we listened to two young men give sermons on the power of self-control. I am sure their parents are very proud of them, and so are we all. The tens of thousands of men holding the priesthood sat silently and almost breathlessly as they listened to the sermons of those two young men. I hope all who are within the sound of my voice will have the same pride as those parents have for those two boys, that your sons will bear the same testimony and accept the same ideals that 100,000 whom those two boys represented last night have in their hearts to attain. There comes to my mind now a poem about a father who paid this tribute to his son, or rather felt pride in his boy and the responsibility of rearing him as these 100,000 boys last night. It runs something like this: "We've never seen the father here, but we have known the son, the finest type of manhood since the world was first begun, and summing up the works of God, I write with reverent pen, the greatest is the son he sent to cheer the lives of men. Through him we learned the ways of God, and found the father's love. The son it was who won us back to him who reigns above. The Lord did not come down himself to prove to men his worth. He sought our worship through the child he placed upon the earth. How can I best express my life? Wherein does greatness lie? How can I long remembrance win? Since I am born to die, both fame and gold are selfish things. Their charms may quickly flee, but I'm the father of a boy who came to speak for me. In him lies all I hope to be. His splendor shall be mine. I shall have done man's greatest work if only he is fine. If someday he shall help the world long after I am dead, in all that man shall say of him my praises shall be said. It matters not that I may win a fleeting gold or fame. My hope of joy depends alone on what my boy shall claim. My story must be told through him. For him I work and plan. Man's greatest duty is to be the father of a man." Edgar A. Guest, Thoughts of a Father. One of our greatest duties as we leave this great conference is to have the spirit of the gospel in our homes. Fathers, set a proper example to your boys, and mothers, teach them in accordance with the doctrine and covenants, faith in God, repentance, and baptism. One man, not in our church, suggests this to his son. That is the duty of every father in Israel, every man who has a son or daughter. Let us make our homes places in which the Spirit of God will be pleased to dwell, and may each boy who bears his father's name live to honor it, not bring disgrace upon a mother who loves you and a father who has given you a name. This has been a great conference. Great messages and glorious singing have made it so. The responsibility with us now is to carry the spirit of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our homes. Do not break them up through divorce. Make good your promises in the temple. Hold them sacred and be true to every covenant. This is every father's responsibility. Our homes are the seedbeds of faith in Christ our Lord, who stands at the head, and who is God's beloved Son. In his name I bless the members of the priesthood, the entire membership of the church in all countries. God's peace and happiness be with you in your hearts and in your homes everywhere. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.